Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Really quick, Colorado residents across the Front Range are reporting a massive increase in some wildlife sightings this spring. Mostly like foothills, mountain areas. A bit of a population boom when it comes to chipmunks.
Oh, yeah.
Little chipmunks are everywhere.
They're so cute, though.
Damn,
they're just
cute,
little.
Right?
Oh, they're so, and they got the little stripe down their back. They're so adorable.
You just want to take them home with you.
So cute.
Yeah, there's a chipmunk invasion going on right now. They say there's been some ideal conditions for food growth and breeding this year, which sounds like an afternoon with Katie.
Stop.
But some of that wet weather we just had kind of spurred a bunch of growth for little things that they eat, and the warmer weather, I guess, has led to some of the breeding. They're ready to get it on.
That's a perfect storm for these little chipmunks.
So people have been posting videos online showcasing the chipmunks just flooding hiking trails and parks and backyards and campgrounds. And they say they're adorable for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then people are complaining that they're just everywhere and they're into everything. Yeah. And especially if you're trying to do a garden, they're just attacking these gardens, I guess, this year and eating all your asparagus or whatever the hell you're growing. But they are so cute, right?
Who knew that they liked food and alone time so much, though? Well, like, that's funny.
Have you seen those little cheeks when they pack all those seeds in there?
What cheeks? Anyway.
Big old cheeks. I will tell you, if you guys are looking for a quick little getaway with your family this year, we went up to St. Elmo, a little historic ghost town in Colorado. It's up near Buena Vista. It's St. Elmo. And it's just like an 1880s mining town that's been really well preserved. It's a cute little town. But there is a chipmunk infestation in this little town. And you can go into the little general store and buy bags of seeds and go out and feed all the chipmunks. And they will straight up just, we sat there and they crawled all over you. They're all over your legs. They just go after you. The kids absolutely adored it.
That sounds like a good time.
I think you would go. I mean, you love getting out and hiking and getting into the outdoors.
And chipmunks crawling all over me sounds awesome. I don't know why, but
well,
that sounds like so much fun.
It's probably the most action you've actually received in a while.
Hey!
Katie, you got an update on squeezy butter?
I do. Well, yes, my daughter, baby Nana, had me out hunting for the little stress toy that they have. You know, all the kids are obsessed with the little stress toys that you squeeze and stuff, and they come in fun shapes and sizes.
See all the little kids?
Yes, the one that's trendy now is the little squeezy butter, right?
Your daughter?
And I could not find this thing. I went to Target. I went to Walmart. We talked about it on the show here. And then so many people reached out to me about it. I'm not kidding you. I had message requests on Instagram. Like, we weren't even friends, but people thought it was in my best interest to know where the squeezy butter was. So
are they
asking
you or telling you where it is?
Telling me where I can get the squeezy butter. So first of all, thank you to all of the Mix fam who reached out to me and helped me track down a squeezy butter for my little baby Nana, because she has two now. She's so excited. But there's other things that people are looking for. And I had no idea this was so popular. But have you heard about the squeezy apple, Jeremy?
Can't say that I have.
Oh, my God. The squeezy apple is all the rage right now.
That's what I used to call my booty, though.
Yeah, right? Oh. I can see
why. You want a little of that squeezy apple?
I can see why. Mm-hmm. All those seeds in it.
Come here, girl.
But, yeah, so many people are looking for the squeezy apple now. And again,
does it look like an apple, I'm guessing?
It does. Looks just like a big red apple.
Let me look it up.
And, again, like, people are just clamoring for this thing. But it's not just the apple. Can you guess what other object people love to squeeze?
Peach.
Well, I can't say it on the air because we have a lot of children listening right
now. It's the squeezy cheese.
Of course.
I think that's just fun to say.
I have one of those, Katie.
Do you really?
Yeah,
a squeezy cheese? Oh, yes.
It's a block of cheese stress ball. I got it years ago, but yes, I have a squeezy cheese.
And it's
here
so
it is,
$4.99,
slow-rising realistic cheese block.
Slow-rising cheese block.
Soft stress relief toy.
Oh,
cute.
So
squeeze
funny.
Original sensory fidget novelty toy.
And again, they're so popular with the kids, right? And I think it's definitely just the you know, it's a fact that it's a piece of cheese, first of all, that just
so
makes
many
it
adults
funny.
Have this then.
Well, again, it's I think it's just because it's trendy. And again, the squeezy part, I get it, because we've had these little stress balls around for forever. I mean, people who sit at desks, they keep their, you know, hands strong by using the stress balls. They say that that's a big part of, you know, your strength is your grip. So I understand why they're so popular, but it is insane that one of these things will go viral, say the cheese shape, and then you can't find them anywhere. And not only that, but the markup after is insane.
So scoop them up and resell them, right?
Well, I think that's probably a good side hustle for some people, but I would feel bad. Like, I would feel awful buying something for $5 and then charging someone three times as much for it. I don't think that's my side hustle.
Well, that makes one of us.
I know. You would have no problem with it.
Let's get it done.
But I don't know if it's just, I don't know what it is.
Supply and demand, girl.
That feels bad to me to take it and then sell it. Yeah, I could never own a business because I would just feel so bad.
Just take whatever you want.
No, you know what's going to a good home.
They got a squeezy Swedish fish.
Ooh.
They got a squeezy hamster. You squeeze it and the eyes pop out, it looks
like. Okay.
Alicia just wrote in on the text line. You got to see the squeezy peach.
Oh, see, squeezy peach. You're right. You called it, Josh.
Told you.
It's the perfect thing to squeeze.
Yes.
The squeezy peach.
And that's kind of the fun. So when I went up to North Dakota, I found a little squeezy that I thought the baby Nana would love. It was a little squeezy axolotl. One of those lizards.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
That always look like they're smiling. They're so cute. And I saw one because that's part of the fun is you buy these squeezies hoping that you are ahead of the trend. Like, I bought the cheese before the cheese is popular. Well, look at me go.
There's a loaf of bread.
Yes. See? And so it's kind of, that's part
of
the
fun. A milkshake.
Is which trend are you going to jump on? Are you going to get the one that actually hits, you know? I just think it's fascinating that, and it's a little cheaper than, like, laptops and iPads and phones that kids want,
and
right?
Hookers.
Exactly. Way cheaper than a hooker. But I'm just
that's
saying,
that's an expensive,
like,
stress reliever.
If your kid wants an iPad, get him a little stress toy.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. Skip the Apple Store and get him a squeezy gummy bear.
Here's a squeezy cheese. You're welcome.
There's so much squeezy stuff, though.
So much. So much.
My God, there's everything.
So there
the
you go.
The squeezy carrot. There's a squeezy Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
Oh, this is a weird one. The squeezy prostate.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a, well, that one's not sold out.
Wonder why.
I feel shocked.
Hey, I'm going to scoop them up and resell them.